Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Herzlich willkommen zu Coffee Break German.
Welcome back to the Coffee Break German Show. Ich bin Marc.
Und ich bin Olivera.
Wie geht's dir, Olivera?
Mir geht es heute ausgezeichnet. Danke, Marc.
My favorite word, danke.
Und wie geht's dir?
Ja, gut, danke. Besser.
Das freut
besser
mich. Jetzt. So, in these weekly episodes of the Coffee Break German Show, we are helping you improve your German one coffee break at a time.
Now, if you're watching the video version of this podcast, then please do subscribe to our channel on YouTube. And if you're listening to the podcast, then subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Also, was machen wir heute, Olivera?
Today we're doing a bit of pronunciation.
Mm-hmm. Some pronunciation practice with a little bit of a festive flavor.
Yeah, just a tiny bit, yes.
Also, los geht's. So, Olivera, what is our first sound that we're going to be practicing?
Our first sound for today is SCH, mm-hmm. So SCH.
Shh, shh. So it's the same sound that we have in English with SH, fish, for example.
Genau, or English, for example.
Good idea, yeah. So English is a sh sound. I guess the difference, or perhaps the challenge, is that it can, well, first of all, it contains three letters in German.
Yeah, genau.
And it can sometimes come at the beginning of a word and link to another consonant.
Yes, genau. So that just makes it a bit, maybe a tiny bit scary when you see so many consonants, yeah. But it's just one sound, the SCH. Mm-hmm. So one example would be der Schnee.
Ah, how festive, yeah. So the snow, der Schnee.
Genau, and here we can see that it's linked to another consonant. So we see four consonants, one after the other, but it's actually just two sounds, really. Yeah. Der Schnee.
Schnee. So S-C-H-N-E-E, Schnee.
Genau.
Okay.
Another example would be die Schokolade. That's my favorite example.
Die Schokolade, so chocolate.
Genau. Uh-huh. Or das Schlittenfahren.
Ooh, nice. So Schlittenfahren is when you go sledging.
Genau. So der Schlitten is the sledge, yeah. And das Schlittenfahren is sledging.
Sledging. Brilliant. Okay. Let's go through each of these again. We'll leave some time for our listeners to repeat, mm-hmm. because that's really important to practice your pronunciation. So let's hear each one.
Der Schnee.
Der Schnee.
Genau. Die Schokolade.
Die Schokolade.
Das Schlittenfahren.
Das Schlittenfahren.
Genau. Okay. Sehr gut.
Anything else?
I think we can also see this sound in schon oder schön.
So schon, already.
Genau.
And other things, of course, in schön, beautiful.
Genau. Beautiful or nice. Mm-hmm. So it's schon.
Schon.
And schön.
Schön.
Genau. Sehr gut. We can also expand on der Schnee when we say es schneit, it's snowing.
It's snowing. Es schneit. Es schneit.
Genau. Es schneit. Or schenken.
Schenken is when you gift a present.
Genau. It's from das Geschenk. Yeah. That's where it comes from.
Das Geschenk. Okay. So schenken.
Schenken. And das Geschenk.
Das Geschenk. Ausgezeichnet.
Sehr gut.
So that's sch.
Genau.
Let's move on and focus on some vowel sounds, because there are some sounds in German which are made up of different vowels.
Genau. And a typical one would be I. So that's written E-I.
Yep.
I. And it's just like the sound when you talk about yourself in English. I. Ich.
I, yep. And it's when we see E-I in English, we have different pronunciations of that in English. I'm thinking of the word height or the word eight, you know, the same letters, but they're pronounced differently. But in German, E-I always has that sound.
Genau, E-I is always pronounced I. So for example, we have das Eis.
Mm, ice cream, das Eis, yeah.
Genau. Or when we count, we have eins.
Eins, zwei.
Yeah.
Drei.
Sehr gut.
But vier.
That's vier, different. That's different. We'll move on to that later.
Okay.
Also very basic words like mein or dein.
Mm-hmm. So my or your and so on.
We have verbs like schreiben.
Yeah, you could schreiben a letter to Father Christmas.
Genau, sehr gut. And that's also really good practice for the SCH sound, sh. Yeah. Schreiben.
Yeah, schreiben. So schreiben, good.
And my favorite one, der Glühwein.
Ah.
Wein.
Der Glühwein. So
mulled wine.
Mulled wine, yeah. Yeah. Heated mulled wine, yeah, lovely. Genau. Okay, so that's I. Now, we mentioned there eins, zwei, drei, and then vier.
Vier.
So IE is a different sound.
Genau, and that's IE, and it's always pronounced in German E. Mm-hmm. So just like a very long E mm-hmm. sound.
And again, in English, we see IE, and we have different pronunciations of that in different words. We've got field, but we've got fried.
Genau.
So it can get a little complicated in English, but in German, the good thing is that it's always E.
Genau. So another example, you've mentioned vier mm-hmm. or sieben.
Sieben.
That's another
seven.
Number, genau. Mm-hmm. Or das Lied.
Oh, a nice song, das Lied.
Genau. Or riechen, to smell. Mm. Die Plätzchen riechen gut.
So the Plätzchen are the Christmas biscuits.
Genau, the German, biscuits. Yeah.
Lovely. So die Plätzchen riechen gut.
Genau.
You've got a CH in there. We're going to come back to that, aren't we?
Auf jeden Fall, yes.
So another, die Plätzchen riechen gut.
Yeah, sorry. Another example would be wieder, mm-hmm. again.
Yeah, wieder.
Or when you conjugate sehen, when you say siehst du?
Siehst du, do you see?
Do you see?
Yeah.
Or der Spiegel.
Der Spiegel. Now, interestingly, Spiegel, you might be thinking Spiegel, that's that sh sound at the beginning, but this time it's not an SCH.
Yes, there is an exception for when a word starts with SP or ST, then it's pronounced as sh.
Sh. Spiegel. Okay.
But that also has a rule to it.
Yeah, so it's good. There's a rule. There's a rule. A rule always helps. Now, let's just go through those words again. We'll leave a space for our mm-hmm. listeners to repeat. In fact, let's combine I and E and pick a few of those words just for a little pronunciation practice.
Okay, so we have mein Lied.
Mein Lied. So my song.
Genau, sehr okay. gut. Or ich rieche den Wein.
So ich rieche, I smell den Wein, the wine, or the Glühwein.
Yeah, sehr gut.
Okay, good.
Should we move on to the next one?
Let's move on. We've got a few more to go through.
Yes. So the next one is again a vowel sound made up of two vowels. It's au.
Au. And those vowels are E and U.
Genau. Au. It sounds a bit like the sound in about mm-hmm. in English, unless you say it with a Scottish accent.
About. Yeah, I mean, I think the thing about A and U going together, I always kind of feel that if you pronounce each letter separately, you're still going to get the same sound.
Yeah,
so
genau.
Give us an example of a word.
Der Baum.
So der Baum, the tree. And if you were to say der Baum, you're still going to get there.
Yeah, exactly. Der Baum. So this one actually makes sense
yeah,
when absolutely. You take it apart. Mm-hmm. So der Baum or das Auto.
Das Auto.
The
yeah,
car.
The car.
Or also our preposition auf.
Mm-hmm. Auf.
Das Haus.
Das Haus.
The yeah. house. Ich klettere auf das Haus. I'm climbing onto the house. Hopefully
I
not.
I wonder who that could be.
No idea. Or also when we talk about traditions, we have der Brauch.
Der Brauch. Yeah, that's a nice word. Brauch.
Mm-hmm. Again, with another sound we're going to look at in a second.
Yeah, so der Brauch. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Should we take a little pronunciation?
Yeah, let's go through a couple okay. of them again.
So, der Baum.
Der Baum.
Auf.
Auf.
And das Haus.
Das Haus.
Sehr gut.
Okay. Now, before we leave the U sound, the AU sound, let's look at another similar sound that is EU. And this is a very, I always think this is a very German sounding sound.
It is. And this one is not as easy to pick apart as the au sound because EU in German is pronounced oi.
Oi.
A bit like the sound in oyster. Mm-hmm. But that one is a bit more o focused. So
yeah.
oi.
Oi.
Is a bit more open. So when you say oyster, it's a bit more with an O, but mm-hmm. then you open your mouth a little bit more.
Yeah. So. I mean, it is similar to the sound oi in boy or
yeah.
royal, something like
I
that.
I think that also depends on your dialect for
it
sure.
Definitely
but
will.
Let's just look at a couple of examples and yeah. it will make more sense. So very basic everyday German words with oi are heute.
Heute, yes. So today.
Or die Leute.
The people, die Leute.
Very good rhyme there. We also have euch.
Yeah, so that's the pronoun euch, meaning all of you.
Mm-hmm, genau. Or when you're looking forward to something, ich freue mich auf.
Ich freue mich. So there you've got oi and then an e sound afterwards. So genau.
Ich freue mich. Yeah. Genau, ich freue.
Ich freue. Mm-hmm.
And then another kind of wintry word is das Neujahr.
Yeah, das Neujahr. So the new year, das Neujahr.
And it just comes from neu. So yeah. That also just has this oi sound in it.
Let's run through these again.
Okay, sehr gut. Heute.
Heute.
Euch.
Euch.
Ich freue mich.
Ich freue mich.
Auf das Neujahr.
Auf das Neujahr.
Sehr gut.
Okay, so I'm looking forward to New Year. Now, we've been teasing you over the past few minutes with another sound, and that is probably one of the trickier sounds for learners.
I think so.
Especially depending on where you come from, where your language and dialect is to be found, and that is the H sound.
Yes, it's the CH. And it has different pronunciation depending on where it is in a word.
Yeah.
So if the CH comes after the vowels A, O, and U, mm-hmm. it's pronounced as a hard H sound. So it's H.
H. So it's a little like the H sound that we have in the Scottish word loch.
Yeah.
Loch. Sehr gut. So let's give an example.
Machen.
To do.
Or we have hoch.
So that would be high.
Genau. Or to search for something, suchen.
Suchen, so machen, hoch, suchen.
Genau, or we also have Weihnachten.
Ah, Christmas, yeah.
Genau.
Weihnachten, so again that ch sound in there.
Genau, and that just comes from die Nacht.
The night.
Yeah, sehr gut. Should we run through those first?
Yeah, okay.
So we have machen.
Machen.
Hoch.
Hoch.
Suchen.
Suchen.
Weihnachten.
Weihnachten.
That's also a really good practice of I there.
Yeah, Weihnachten.
Sehr gut.
Gut, okay.
So there's also another type of pronunciation for CH, and that's ch.
Ch, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a little more tricky.
I think this is the trickier one of these two. So this one comes after other vowels, so not anything except A, O, and U, mm-hmm. and consonants as well.
Yep.
So we have words like lächeln.
Lächeln.
To smile.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Lächeln. Now, to make this sound, what I always like to do is you go as if to make a k sound and put your tongue towards the top of your mouth. And then you bring your tongue down a little bit before it gets to the top of your mouth and breathe through that. So it's and then add in a little yeah afterwards.
Genau, sehr gut.
Yeah. Something yeah. like that.
You have... It's also a bit like breathing through a very wide grin.
Yeah.
So you would breathe through a grin, like you lift your mouth and yeah. then you just say,
yeah. Or imagine the sound that a really angry cat would make.
Yes. Sehr gut.
Okay, so let's hear it to laugh again.
Lächeln.
Lächeln.
Yeah, sehr gut. Or we have das Mädchen.
Das Mädchen, so the girl.
Yeah, and there we can hear it after a consonant, so das Mädchen.
Das Mädchen. Mm-hmm.
Or die Kirche.
Die Kirche.
The okay. church.
The church, yeah. So let's just go through those three again.
Okay. Lächeln.
Lächeln.
Das Mädchen.
Das Mädchen.
Die Kirche.
Die Kirche.
Sehr gut.
Gut.
And then there are some exceptions, and that's maybe just tricky because it's difficult to remember how to pronounce it. There are some words where you pronounce it as a K. Mm-hmm. So, for example, der Chor.
Der Chor, the choir.
The choir, yes. Or we have die Chemie.
Die Chemie, like chemistry.
Yeah.
Would I have heard that pronounced die Chemie?
Yes, probably. Yeah. So here, this one really varies on where you are. Mm. So it really varies on the region and dialect you're hearing in German. So it might be pronounced die Chemie or die Chemie or somewhere even die Chemie.
Die Chemie, yeah. Okay.
So that's just something that you need to be conscious of, that it might vary from region to region. And then there's also the Chiemsee, for example, okay. which is also CH.
Yeah. Where is that?
That's in Bavaria.
Okay.
It's in the south of Germany.
Good. Der Chiemsee.
Beautiful place, by the way.
Okay. Yes. Good to know. So in this episode, we've looked at different combinations of sounds. We've looked at different pronunciations. We've talked about sh, S-C-H. We've talked about I, which is E-I.
Genau. And we've also looked at E, which is I-E.
The opposite, yeah. We've looked at au,
which sehr gut.
Is E-U, and?
Mm-hmm. And oi, which is E-U.
And finally, we looked at ch, which can be pronounced ch, sh, or even
or k.
We'll leave it there. We hope that you've enjoyed this lesson. And if you'd like to see the examples with all the spellings of all of these words written down, then you can check out our blog article. There's a link in the description of the podcast to find that.
Also remember, if you'd like more help with your German, you can always subscribe to our regular free email lessons. For that, just visit coffeebreaklanguages.com/German.
And you can look out for the next mini lesson in your inbox very soon. Das reicht für heute.
Ja, das war's auch schon.
But there's one thing that we have to still do. And that's wish you all a very happy festive season.
Ein frohes Fest euch allen.
Also bis zum nächsten Mal.
Happy coffee breaking.
You have been listening to a Coffee Break Languages production for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2023 Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2023 Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.